And it's Bob Perot with you. Today we're talking about safe food handling at restaurants and the importance of food handling certification with Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit. Welcome, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
Well, let's get right to it. Let's get right to the meat of it, if you will. What is the public health role in food safety at restaurants and commercial kitchens?
Meat, veggies, all the delicious things, right? So, public health inspectors really are the entity that here in Ontario does the inspections for all the local food establishments that we have. So any food that is served to the general public is inspected by the Health Unit by these public health inspectors, and that's to ensure compliance with food safety regulations. There are a number of regulations that apply here, primarily through the Health Protection and Promotion Act, and food businesses that we're talking about include, restaurants, retail stores as well, bakeries, caterers, any place that so like mobile food trucks, special events, food vendors, farmers markets, all sorts of places where, again, food is available for purchase by people in the general public. And an inspection is required upon opening a new food premise, and routine inspections happen, depending on the type of food premise, between 1 to 3 times a year, depending on, for example, whether they serve food that's been prepared on site versus only food that's prepared off site, whether there's raw or only cooked food, like that sort of thing. And then also the types of populations that are served, for example, whether it's be daycares or long-term care homes or the general public at a restaurant or whatever the case may be. So understanding how to prepare food safely and serve it safely is a really important part of running a food business and preventing customers from becoming sick from a foodborne illness. And that's important for people who are working sort of, in restaurants all through the year, but often seasonal workers, right? So I talked about farmers markets and food vendors at like, special events or whatever the case may be as well, right? So we do have a number of options on our website for food handlers to obtain that certification. There are courses available, and the topics of that are covered are food safety and legislation, foodborne illness, cross-contamination, storage, safe food service, food handler hygiene, and cleaning and sanitizing and pest control. So all of these topics, as I've been listing it, hopefully are things that people are thinking, oh yeah, like these are things that I do expect of good quality and proper handling and procedures when I go out to eat at a restaurant or go out to a fair or whatever the case may be and eat food out of the home.
So, maybe share some more details for us then why operators should encourage their staff to receive this training.
Yeah, so we're not born just knowing how to, it's not like an inherent part of human instinct to know how best to serve and handle and prepare food. There is some learning involved, right? A lot of it does feel like common sense, but some of it is people don't necessarily know which steps are the most important. Some of it is not necessarily intuitive, and then also sometimes people learn things that they think, oh, like I've been doing this actually in a kind of risky way all my life, and I didn't know before taking this course, when people are serving members of the public, this is really, really important to know. And mistakes are more likely to happen if people don't have that training and it's not a routine part of their day-to-day. And that can make people sick, right? So foodborne illness can be serious. It can also be fatal, especially for people who are older or really young or immunocompromised. And so this is stuff that we've talked about, in the past on this show, talking about food safety. Our safe food handling at home, and we expect, that safe food handling at the places that we go out to eat as well. And so that education really is important to make sure that things are handled correctly, but also further to that, also ensuring compliance with regulations, right? And I think we all have common goals. The health unit, people serving food at restaurants and preparing food, and also the general public when they go out to eat is to have safe, high quality food available to the public.
All right. So where can people get this training?
Yeah, so there's a number of options. We do have more information on our website. The Health Unit offers in-person training and exams at both our Smiths Falls and Brockville offices. And the schedule for that in-person training is listed on our website, and the next course is in September. There is online learning options as well, one called In Good Hands, which is an all-in-one training course, and there's an exam provided at the end. There's also a home study program. There's also on the province's Ministry of Health website a list of their approved commercial service providers that offer training courses. And so you can go on the provincial website to take a look at that.
All right. So can you tell us more about the home study program?
Yeah, so this one is pretty popular. As a plug for all the different options that you have, it is, I think, important for the options to suit what people's day-to-day lives are like, right? And so this home study program is really convenient for people who have varied work hours or want to take their time learning the modules, for example, the health unit in-person training, while excellent, of course, it are during very specific defined hours, and that may not suit everyone, right? So there are manuals available on our website for free, or you can buy a printed copy for $20 for people who don't want to use the online sort of manual on the website. And then once you've completed those modules, there are a list of questions to complete and return to us before writing the final exam. And so whichever course that you take, the minimum grade is 70% to be achieved on a standardized closed book multiple choice exam in order to obtain that food handler certificate. So it's not just showing up and then going through it and then you get the certificate at the end. You do need to demonstrate that you've retained the information, you've learned the information. And as well, it's important for people to know that picture ID is required to take the exam. The certificate is accepted by all health units in Ontario, and it is valid for 5 years. So more information on our website, as always, healthunit.org. Under the health information section, it's got a section called clinics and classes, and you'll see more information about the foods handler certification classes and exams. And then, of course, you can always call us at the health unit as well, 1-800-660-5853, and then speak to either a receptionist who has lots of information or one of our public health inspectors who can give you more as well.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Lee, as always, we appreciate the information and we look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Always enjoy it.
I should have had lunch before this interview, though. I'm going to go grab a bite. Take care.
You too.